Welcome to the Informed Pregnancy and Parenting Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ellie Berlin, and I'm joined today by our once all the time co-host, toddler mom, wardrobe stylist, editor of Yours and Mama, Casey Bixby.
Hi.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
It's been so long.
My job titles change every time.
It changes every time you're here.
She's a woman of many talents.
Which makes a lot of work for me. Mm-hmm. That other voice you hear is today's guest. She got her start 20 years ago acting in New York City, where she appeared in numerous TV spots and indie films. She starred opposite Robin Williams in The World's Greatest Dad and has gone on to work with Bobcat Goldthwait on two more films, including Willow Creek, in which she starred and co-produced. She also starred opposite Matthew McConaughey in Surfer Dude, has had supporting roles in Definitely Maybe and Jason Reitman's Labor Day. She appeared as a series regular on the Fox drama New Amsterdam opposite Nikolai Coster-Waldau and has recurred on TNT's Legends, CSI Cyber, Lopez, and most recently Get Shorty. Catch her in True TV's comedy Tacoma FD and in the film Dally and Spanky. Most recently, she's debuted in a new True TV show, Misfits and Monsters, opposite Seth Green. But most importantly, she currently lives in LA with her husband, is a stepmom to three kids, and is expecting her first baby, not only this month, but like any second.
Yeah, pretty much.
Could happen right here.
Yeah.
We've never. It would be a first.
No, it wouldn't be the first time.
It would be the first time
someone went into labor
baby
during.
Baby came out here.
Really?
That's true.
But yeah.
Well, Anna went into labor.
The night of, that's right.
Our episode that we did called The Taboos of Pregnancy.
With Dr. Goldberg.
Dr. Goldberg was here, who was her doctor, and she just kept getting up and grunting a lot and sitting back down, grunting a lot and sitting back down. It was like a couple hours after the podcast, her kid just came shooting out like a salad shooter baby.
Yep. Wow. So you base your podcast induce babies.
Yeah, so I mean.
Watch out. I've
been on plants tonight. Anyway, Alexi Gilmore, cool welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
You've also been here before on one episode as a co-host. Of the Your Zen Mama episode with Sarah Wright Olson and Teresa Palmer when they were having their, like, Sarah, I think, was pregnant with her second.
Yes, that's right.
And you were here. And, all right, let's get a background. Where you started in New York City. Are you from New York?
I'm originally from New York, yes. I was born there, lived there till I was 10, and then we moved to New Jersey. So I pretty much grew up half of my childhood in New York City, half in New Jersey.
You don't talk New York or New Jersey.
No, I don't.
Did you ever?
I don't talk like that at all. No, I never did. I don't know how I missed it. I just barely got away from it, from New York and New Jersey, because all my friends that I grew up with in New Jersey have that accent pretty much. But I think
maybe it's because your mom has such a strong Norwegian accent.
That's true. I grew up around accents, so I think I just...
And your dad does too.
Yeah, my dad is from the south, and my mom is from Norway, so...
So they both have accents.
So they both have accents that I didn't even hear until I left home, and then I was like, oh yeah, no, my parents have accents. and then I went to theater school, so that pretty much also, they kind of drill that out of you, any kind of... regionalism kind of thing.
Did you know early on that you wanted to go to theater school?
I did. I did. When I was about 14, I'd say, or 13, my dad was the one who actually put me in my first acting class because I was just annoying my family and singing and dancing around the house constantly. And they're like, you need to go put your energy somewhere, kid. So I took this class. I was like the only kid there. And it was this guy ran it out of his garage and they were all adults. And I just immediately was like, this is my thing. This is, I just loved it. I made all my friends play all these silly acting games. And then
how old were you?
I was 13, I think, at that time. And then, when I went to high school, I had never even been in a play or anything. And I took an acting class in my high school. We had a great theater program, great music department. And so I think that really catapulted me. I was really lucky to be around that. And we put on great productions and I immediately just kind of was like, this is it. And that this is what I want to do.
Is that what brought you out to California?
Eventually, yeah. But I spent almost 9 years in New York City before I moved to LA. So I went to school in Pennsylvania for 4 years. And then I moved to New York because that's where I felt, I think, the most at home, And I wasn't ready to come out to LA. I really wanted to start in New York. And I thought I would stay there forever because I love it.
Did you do theater?
I did, but I was mostly doing TV. I was mostly doing commercials and TV shows. And so that's why eventually I was like, I guess maybe I should give LA a try. They have a lot of that going on out there.
Yeah. Do you like one over the other? Or I guess if there are three, theater, television, or film?
I love theater. I really do. I love the immediacy of it. I love the live audience. It's something that I wish I could do more of. But it's hard to make a living at it. And so I think that's why I kind of was like, okay, I kind of started falling into commercials. And I was like, oh, this is a great way.
I could pay the bills.
Yeah, I can pay off my student loans and I can go audition for things. And I can, you know, eventually drop three of my jobs that I'm working, you know, on the side. So yeah, it was a great segue for me. But I love all of them, TV shows and movies. Movies are great because you just really, you know, have a chance to bond with people and work together every day. And, you know, and TV shows as well if you're on for a while.
Is your family still on the East Coast?
They are.
But you made a new family here.
I did.
You have such great friends.
I know. I have really great friends.
How did you meet the gang? Because I don't know how all of you guys ever met up, but
we met through Sarah.
Yeah,
Sarah Wright Olson.
Well, she's a connector.
When
she's
they were the doing connector. Surfer Dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's when you guys first met, right? You and Sarah was on Surfer Dude, right?
We met on Surfer Dude. We played best friends in the movie, and we were only on set together for like 3 days, but we were just like puppies when we met. We were just and we just hit it off completely. And I had heard all about Casey. Her and Casey had been best friends for a few years by then, at least.
Yeah.
And so, when I moved to LA, Sarah was like the friend that just drove me all over town and was like, okay, this is how far it is from the coffee shop if you want to live in Larchmont. And this is it. Like, she knew everything about anything, you know? So, that's how we met each other. Mm-hmm. And Anna and
that movie was so, like, the when they were doing Surfer Dude too, it was like over, well, I guess it was like getting into summer. I remember it was like, we were all out at the beach that whole summer.
Yeah.
A lot of us knew, had other friends working on it too. And so, I don't know, like that whole summer, I remember Lexi coming to my apartment with Sarah and like the first time we met. And yeah, that was a really fun time. And then she eventually moved out. Not that soon after that.
Yeah.
I mean, very soon after that.
Yeah, that's right. I remember.
There was a period of time where the gang was having babies.
Yeah. Everyone was having a baby except for me.
Which is why I didn't meet you right away.
Yeah.
Really, because I saw everyone when they were prego.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I heard all about you.
And I heard all about you. Everybody kept talking about Alexi. I'm like, who's Alexi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I actually came into your office to see, I saw Jason for acupuncture, mm-hmm. and I came in to see, because they were like, well, you don't have to be pregnant to see Dr. Berlin. And so I came in one time, and when we totally hit it off, and I was like, who is this guy? He's so interesting. He does everything.
Yeah.
And
well, thanks.
And yeah, and we talked about, like, yeah, that I did want to get pregnant. I hoped that that would happen one day, and I just didn't know when.
Because you've played the partner of so many guys on TV that when you were looking for your real-life partner, I had this crazy idea. Did I ever tell you this?
Mm-mm.
Did I ever tell you this?
I don't know.
I talked to James Van Der Beek about it. I was like, I wanted to get like him and George Lopez and just a bunch of guys that you played their wife or girlfriend or partner.
Oh,
on TV.
You did tell me about this.
Yeah, and do a reality TV dating show where you would be sort of like The Bachelorette, and it was going to be called Marry My TV Wife.
Oh my gosh.
Because you're like the greatest person. You're so fun to be around. You have like a great positive outlook about everything.
Thank you.
And then I knew you wanted to have kids. I'm like, you know, where's the guy?
Well, we forced her on a lot of dates, trust me.
Yeah. I've gone out pretty much. I've been set up.
We made her pound the pavement.
Everyone, yes, yes. They kept me busy. They kept me busy, but I eventually found the one.
During that time, was it challenging to watch them go through pregnancy? And
it was inspiring. It was definitely, and I think at that point too, because I always knew that I wanted to have kids, you know, when I was younger, I wanted it even more, and I was so like, I got to meet somebody, and I got to have a baby, and I got to do this and that. And then I kind of got to a point where I was like, well, I'm getting older. Like, this may not happen. And I kind of was able to let go of a lot of it and just enjoy being with my friends and the kids that were in my life. And it was hard to get to that point, but it was, I kind of went through a lot of, you know, disappointments and things like that where it just didn't work out and it wasn't the right person. And so I got to a point where it was actually good when I met my husband, because I was like, if it happens, great. And if it doesn't, I know it'll also be great. It will be okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you, maybe it's too personal, did you freeze eggs?
No, I didn't, which I was like, shoot, I should have done that a while ago.
I mean, I have eggs in the freezer, but
yeah, not recommend those kind of eggs.
Yeah, no. I think a lot of people are now. I mean, I see people freezing eggs in their 20s just to have, something in the freezer besides Halo Top.
Yeah.
Which is disgusting.
You don't like it?
Sorry if you're a sponsor.
Now we'll be Haagen-Dazs.
Sorry, Halo Top. We like real ice cream.
Yeah, my kids like it.
I don't know Halo Top.
Halo Top is like protein. It's like lower calorie and a lot of protein, I think, is the goal.
Oh, this is good for you.
Ish. Well, that's what they like you to say.
Yeah, or not. It's, yeah, I guess it's like less fat, less sugar, and
less
all
sugar,
that.
Casey's not into that. She wants the full on, the fat, the whole shebang.
Full gluten.
Yeah.
Full sugar.
They have like waffle and pancake flavor. They have all these. I like their soft serve. They have at the Grove now. They have a soft serve.
Oh, maybe I'd like that.
Yeah.
I'll give you another
chance. I'll get you some, and we'll see what happens. You're pregnant now.
Yep.
Really pregnant. How has your pregnancy been?
It's been really great, I have to say. I've been very lucky. The first trimester was a little tough, but honestly, it was like a few weeks of being nauseous. I never threw up, but I was just exhausted, and I was like, "Oh, this is hard making a baby." And I
low energy.
Yeah, low energy, like so tired some days that I couldn't get out of bed and eat. And then I would get to a point where I was feeling like I was going to black out. So I was like, okay, no, I need to really keep on top of that and not get to that point again. That happened once. And then I was like, okay, never again.
Did you know you were pregnant right away?
I didn't. I was actually getting annoyed because I was like, oh, I had started seeing an acupuncturist, and I was like, man, he's making me not get my period now. And it was just
damn,
because
that guy.
Like, I was like, what's happening? Like, haven't I got my period? It's like 38 days. And, but it didn't show up right away. And so I was like, I guess I'm not pregnant. And so I was really surprised. Really
surprised. How did you find out?
I took a test, and well, the first time, I've been pregnant twice, because the first time I had a miscarriage. Mm-hmm. And
I'm sorry, how far along were you?
I was early on. I was 6 weeks, because when I went for my first appointment, they were like, I'm so sorry, there's, not a heartbeat. And
so you had a positive pregnancy test for that one, and then you went in for the appointment and there was no heartbeat?
Yeah, and there was no heartbeat. And, when you've never been pregnant before, you just think, oh, it says yes, like I'm pregnant, here we go.
Yeah.
And then you go and you're like, wait, what? And I wasn't really prepared for that,
It can be so devastating.
Yeah, it was definitely, it did to you. Yeah,
our first.
And it's happened to so many people. It's like something that people don't really talk about, but until it happens to you and they're like, oh yeah, we had that
then you
too.
Yeah, then you find out what's happened to almost everyone you know.
Yeah.
It's almost like Instagram should have a little check mark, if it happened to you, if you want to share your check mark so that you can see it happens to lots of your friends too.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
I'll talk to them about that at our next meeting.
Yeah. So, obviously we were very, very sad about that. And it's disappointing, and you blame yourself, and you're like, what did I do? And, of course, the doctors are like, there's nothing you can do. It's usually, if it's not healthy, it doesn't survive. So, at first they were like, well, we'll check back in a couple weeks and see if he's grown or she's grown. And, when I came back, they're like, I'm so sorry. So, but, because I think it happened so early on, I was really fortunate that I didn't get too far in the pregnancy. And also we were so surprised that we got pregnant that we were like, okay, well, this is great that we know
that
we can get pregnant.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I was 41 and I was like, I didn't think this was going to be so easy. You know, I was really lucky. So yeah, I had the DNC like a month later. We got pregnant again.
That and also happens to a lot of people, yeah. Actually, that the early miscarriage tends to seems to be kind of cleansing out the system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then a healthy pregnancy comes right behind it.
Yeah. So then I had the opposite feeling,
you're like,
though.
I'm not pregnant. I'm not pregnant.
Well, we'll see. Now it's like, you know, you're like, okay, you're a little more trepidatious. And so it was a lot of like, you know, it was like, oh my gosh, again. And so soon. But also like, okay, well, we have to wait and see. So we were just so happy once we got past that point of
waiting. Then what happened? You just, since your period didn't come still, you took another test?
Yeah, I just kept taking another test every like few days or so. And then finally I got the pregnant sign. I was like, what? And we had like whispered, like we had guests over, so I had to be quiet, you know. And I came in, I'm like, what? He knew, because I was just like jumping around. Aww. He's like, are you serious? Wait, what? So we were real, very surprised and excited. Yeah.
And he has kids. He has
yeah,
three kids.
Three of them.
So you became a mom already. Like you jumped right in. You had to.
Yeah.
And how has that been for you?
It's been great. I mean, I've always loved kids, so, and these kids are really great. They're very special. So I've been lucky that I met them, I think, at a good age, too. They're not quite teenagers yet. They're, mm-hmm. Ben and Isabella are 10, and Ava is 6, and they're great kids. Like, I'm just so lucky, I feel like, to be around them and with them, and that they want to spend time with me. And
who doesn't want to spend time with you?
No one.
It's a party all the time.
Well, recently my stepson did say, like, because the last week I've started feeling very pregnant, and
yeah.
My patience is a little less than it was before. And he's like, "What happened to fun, Alexi?" And I was like, oh, "Don't worry, she'll be back. She's just on hiatus."
Give her a little time. Well, fun, Alexi. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to find out more about the later parts of your pregnancy and what you're doing to get ready for birth.
All right.
Join us in a moment with Casey Bixby and Alexi Gilmore. This episode is sponsored by an innovative product that's made a big difference for parents and babies alike, Dr. Mom Butt Balm. As a parent of four, I've had my fair share of battles with diaper rash, often resorting to thick, unpleasant pastes. I only recently discovered Dr. Mom Butt Balm, and I was immediately impressed by its pleasant consistency and ease of application. This pediatric-approved skin protectant is free from dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide, making it perfect for your baby's sensitive skin. It's designed by a doctor who's also a mom, ensuring your little one gets the gentlest care. A small dab is all it takes to soothe and protect, avoiding the mess and hassle of traditional treatments. With ingredients like dimethicone and petrolatum, Dr. Mom Butt Balm not only soothes, but also restores your baby's delicate skin. Available on Amazon.com and Walmart.com, it's the smart choice for every parent wanting to keep diaper rash at bay. Remember, with Dr. Mom Butt Balm, nothing comes between you and your baby, not even diaper rash. Welcome back to the Informed Pregnancy and Parenting Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Elliot Berlin. Our co-host today, Casey Bixby, finally came home.
Hi.
It's been a long time.
Well, you don't call me to co-host.
I do call you.
You cheat on me with other people.
But when I co-host with other people, I'm always thinking about you.
I hope so.
And then Alexi Gilmore, very pregnant and could pop at any second here.
Yeah. Hiya.
Are you having any, like, cramps, lose your mucus plug, anything like that?
Has anything happened in the last 15 minutes?
No, not yet.
During the break?
But you never know. Yeah. No, I haven't had any of that yet. I I'm hoping to have, you know, some signs soon, but nothing yet besides just like, I feel like he just wants to get out. I feel he's been a very active baby the whole pregnancy. And I just feel like he's going to come out with a bang, I hope.
Did you already have a baby shower?
I did. I had two baby showers. I was very lucky.
But only one baby so far.
Yeah, only one.
What were highlights from your baby shower?
Oh, my gosh. Well, my first baby shower was in Long Island, and my sister and my mom threw that. And that was so great because I had, like, all my friends that I grew up with and that I've been, you know, best friends with since I was, like, 10 years old and who have just been, like, waiting for this day. And then, you know, family as well. So that was really special to have that with them because they are in New York and I'm here and they're probably not going to be here for the birth and everything. It was so nice to share that with them, you know. And then my second shower, Casey and a bunch of my great girlfriends threw me in at Sarah's house. And that was so fun. We played baby charades. Okay. I don't know if you've ever played it. Casey is quite the star of baby charades.
I have yet another unmarketable talent, which is I'm really good at baby charades.
Do you know,
which I also kept saying I couldn't say to play.
Dimitri Martin?
Yes.
He said, I think the worst time to have a heart attack is when you're playing charades.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that'd be terrible.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
Before you do that, I was also going to say, I've never been a part of a shower like the one for Alexi, and it was so sweet. I think everyone's so excited, especially for you, for her, because of all the obvious reasons. And so everyone, like, it wasn't like there wasn't the weight of responsibility for all this stuff on anybody. Everyone did so much of whatever their own thing was. And brought stuff or made stuff.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah. Or whatever. It was so sweet.
Of all your
it
awesome really friends. Was. Were and there no dudes there?
No.
It was like a traditional baby shower.
It was and it was really small. It was only like 9 or 10 people.
Yeah.
Right?
And it was perfect like that because it was intimate and it wasn't like people grouping off. We were all talking pretty much
all together.
The whole time. Yeah.
So first of all, I wanted this to be like a little baby shower for you, so I brought something.
From his cooler.
Food. Please tell me it's food.
Halo top.
It's food.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
This food is cacao fudgeless fudge.
Ooh.
And it's from 25/8. Do you know that company?
No. What is that? Uh-huh.
Erica Mock.
Oh, yes. I do know it.
Oh, my gosh. I love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Erica.
Oh, my gosh.
So Erica makes like this incredible, beyond organic food for pregnancy and postpartum, like nutrient-rich
food. Or not even pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Or not, you don't have to be, but she focuses on making sure that you have all the nutrients you need while you're pregnant and during postpartum. One day we'll have her on here.
Delish.
Oh, my gosh. It's wonderful. This is heaven.
And
it's delicious.
I got you a $500 gift certificate.
What?
To 25/8.
Oh, my God.
It's your third baby shower.
No. Wow.
You have three baby showers.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Thank you so much,
Dr.
Berlin.
You're so welcome, of course.
You're going to make me cry. Oh, chocolate.
It's not hard.
Gift certificate. I didn't know I was going to get presents.
Yeah. So,
thank you.
Sarah.
Well, it's perfect because you can use it for your post-baby food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She makes broths and the meals and the milks and
oh my gosh, that's
little
fantastic.
Energy bites, lactation balls. She made these. She came to our house and cooked with her chef, and they made these like incredible like avocado truffles and
oh, that sounds so good.
She cooked up a whole. We had vegan company. She cooked up a whole vegan meal, and I was like, wait a second, I think I like vegetables. It was weird. I never thought.
This is really good.
Gosh.
So Sarah and Anna wanted to be here, but they can't be here. And Sarah, she sent...
Because I'm also the best friend, obviously, because
I'm
here.
That's true.
So.
Sarah sent a couple of messages for you.
Hi there. Okay, so Dr. B wanted me to record a funny Alexi story. One of my favorite Alexi stories since she's been pregnant is... when we had our baby shower and we had charades, and her charade was, let's see, eating while holding the baby, something like that. And Alexi was holding a baby like this in her arm, and then she was trying to feed the baby as the baby was laying down with, like, a spoon. That's her charade. And we were all like, are you feeding the baby while the baby is being rocked in your arm? Because we just should tell you that that's not safe. And even age-appropriate if it's a baby that little. So I think she learned a thing or two about being a new mommy that day.
Aww. I really did. I really did. It was very educational, our charades.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Thanks, Katrina.
It was. It was Katrina's. Katrina's baby charades.
Did you pick up, like, pregnancy tips from all your friends?
Oh, yeah. I'm so lucky. I have so many friends that have gone through this, so everyone's been sharing their advice and experience, and I've been like, yes, tell me everything. I'm not like, oh, don't tell me. I want to do it my way. Like, I'm sure I will do it my way, but I like to hear all the information and then, you know, figure it out from there.
How have you planned for, because I know that your friends have been all over the map on what they planned for birth and how their birth experiences went, like, really all over the map.
Yeah.
So what have you done to kind of research what you want for your birth?
Well, I definitely kind of, want the similar of what Casey and Sarah and Anna have all done, which is natural without an epidural. And then, of course, I have friends that have had an epidural and, like, crazy, what are you thinking? So
crazy for not having it?
Yeah, for not having it. Including my husband. He's like, why? Just get the C-section. Get an epidural.
Oh, wow.
But it's for him, it's like, because he's, I think it's hard for men to see their partner in pain.
Yeah.
And he's nervous about that, you know? Mm-hmm. But this has been good in the last, since our birthing class, like, it's been good for him to just kind of get his head wrapped around it. Because I don't know why. I think it's probably for me, it's a little bit of ignorance is bliss, you know, that I don't really have that much fear around it, and I'm excited for it.
What do you think it will be like?
I think, or I hope, which one? That
it can be the same.
Yeah, I hope and I think that it will be, I think it's going to be hard, but it will be challenging, but it will also be beautiful. I don't know. It's just something that I always dreamt about. So I'm hoping, because I think because my mom had such good experiences with her deliveries with my sister and I, that I've always felt like it's going to kind of go, yeah, along how it went with her.
Did you watch videos or read books?
I've watched a little bit of videos, but I've read
more
books.
She's also heard us talk about it 8,000 yeah. times.
Yeah, I have. And I've heard all so many different ways it can go. But I feel like it went so great for you guys. You know, you guys were real about it. Like, it's intense. It's no joke.
Right.
But it's amazing, and your body can handle it. And
yeah.
You'll surprise yourself.
Who's coming to your birth?
So far, me and
your baby
and Dr. Goldberg and my husband. And I'm not sure about the rest yet. Because
I think everyone's told her we're like – available.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So everyone has been like,
you know, I'm always
call.
Trying to get in on
I know you are, yeah.
I know. And I feel like I'm not sure what I'm going to want in the moment.
Exactly.
You know,
right,
so.
But you can text.
Yeah. So I probably have the most open-minded plan. Like, I know I want to have natural, but if I feel exhausted and I need to get the epidural, I'm not going to kick myself about that. And if
I'll probably shame you for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
just judge you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Never.
All right. I asked Sarah to share a couple of tips
with great.
You. Let's see. Hold on a second.
Okay. Here's a couple of childbirth tips. My biggest tip to women, which I think you're already doing, is to read Iname's Guide to Childbirth. For some reason, for me, that book really puts me in the right headspace. And meaning that I just, reading about other women's birth stories and their different approach or idea to it, or, you know, it was just fascinating, and it made me realize, like, my own experience is going to be mine, but my body knows exactly what it's doing, and I'm really going to try to embrace that and use that, and just breathe through it. And, you know, there's a thing, they talk about riding the waves in that book, and I really feel like if you don't focus on the pain and you allow your body to accept it and say, yes, I want this contraction, I want it to be bigger, that there's, I don't know, something almost, what's the word, electric about it that happens in your body. You're sort of embracing this massive thing that's happening, and you're saying okay to it. And that's a tip I would give to any mom that I talk to. Also for, maybe I'll, so the video is not so long, I'll do a second one. Okay,
hold on. Okay. I do have to say, I used that technique when my wife was in labor, and it really helped me a lot.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't feel, I felt very little pain.
Dr. Berlin, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
Sarah, and she's a doula. Sarah's a doula.
She is.
And she really helped me out a lot with that one.
She is qualified, unlike
she's qualified to give
my
that
unqualified status.
Yeah. No, but you're a doula too.
Casey basically
is
a doula.
She actually knows a lot more about
Well, she did a ton of research, but then
yeah,
she also did
took
the doula
in
training.
Paula's doula training.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I mean.
But you were at her first birth.
I've been in attendance.
And her second, yeah. And your and Danya's
Are you thinking about taking
well.
The training, Casey?
I would totally do it, yeah.
Why not? So.
Well, I should, because I'm so obsessed with being at birth, I probably should know a little bit more about what's going on.
Yeah.
So I don't have to text Sarah the whole time.
You should, though. Like, added
she was at Danya's list. Birth via text, trust me.
Oh, my God.
Are you planning to breastfeed?
Yes, I am. I am.
We have an amazing episode, I think, on breastfeeding basics with Linda Hanna.
That
I think
good.
It would be great to listen to, but it's my second gift to you.
Oh, my gosh. What is
this?
That?
Is
what?
Wait, do you know I know these girls?
You do?
Yes.
Demetra?
Yes.
No kidding. No. I did not know that.
Yes.
This is all liquid gold. It is a 3.9% beer.
Whoa.
Great all the features. Also, you can read about it on Your Zen Mama.
Oh, Your Zen Mama?
Yes.
Who edits that?
Oh, me.
Your Zen Mama is an amazing resource for moms.
It
you
is.
Want to say what it is?
It's basically a hub, a space for not just moms, but for parents, caregivers to have find information all in one place. We try and have information about anything related to kids, birth, pregnancy, motherhood, balance, all of that stuff.
It's really tasteful mm-hmm. and diverse and very well done.
It is. I started reading it before I was even pregnant. I was into it.
And now look what happened.
I know.
So all if you read it, you get pregnant.
Yeah.
It's so
just
good.
That easy.
So this is all liquid gold, and it is oatmeal stout with natural flavors, and it has like those herbs in there that are known to help boost milk production.
Great. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
But of course.
This is like Oprah's special.
Bonanza.
Like,
those are special. There's no car. I'm telling you right now, there is no car.
Right. But when I walk out, there will be a car, right?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
How is having this child, do you think, going to affect your career?
Well, you definitely already start feeling a little bit as you're pregnant, because you're like, okay, there's not as many things I can go out for. So it starts to affect it a little bit beforehand. But I hope it doesn't affect it too much. I mean, I feel like I have so many friends that have just done it. I was just talking to Sarah about that, and she was like, I was back shooting something. I think she shot something like 4 weeks after she gave birth to Wyatt. She's like, it feels a little weird. It's a little rough at first, but you do it. And I think the beauty of our job, too, is that we're so lucky it's not a 9-to-5 thing where it's like you have to be back after 3 months. you know, your work can be sporadic. So
you can have him with you at your trailer while he's an infant still. That's nice.
But on the flip side, sometimes your work is 16 hours a day.
Exactly.
So it's sort of, there's a give and take there.
Yeah.
You're working now.
Yeah, kind of. Well, I was yesterday.
I'm just saying.
That's pretty good.
I'm happy.
Are you shooting pregnancy things?
No. Luckily, the last two things that I worked on, I was like, do they know that I'm pregnant?
They must know now.
The most pregnant I can be right now.
Yeah.
and they're like, yeah, no, they think that it works great with the character and they think it's funny. And I'm like, okay, great.
Oh, so the character's pregnant too?
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't have to hide it or anything.
Very end, it gets a little challenging to hide.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that would be.
My mother always said never assume somebody's pregnant, but you're kind of an assume that you're pregnant situation.
Yeah. It's in a safe place now.
Yeah. You're in the safe zone. Week zone where you can assume.
Yeah. Yeah. No, people are definitely.
But you really couldn't assume with you until like now.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, seriously, like a few weeks ago, people were like, oh, like they didn't want to say anything. And now they're like, oh, you're ready to go, girl. Like, I'm like, wow, that was a big change in just a few weeks.
I feel like some people really like the changes on pregnancy on the body and some people really dislike them. And of course, there's everything in between. How do you feel about them?
I've surprisingly been really happy with the changes because, well, first, it was something that I always dreamt of, you know, so I always have thought that pregnant women are beautiful. And it's such a gradual thing that you're just like, I can't believe my body is changing in this way. And for me, like, I never had any curves. So I was like, yeah. And my husband was like, yeah. Like, he was like, you can even put on more weight. Like, 80 pounds on you would look great. And I'm like, wow, okay, 80 pounds is a bit much. But I'm happy with where I've gotten to now. But, I've been, like, happy. I just wear stretch things and it's kind of nice.
I could tell on Instagram you're not shy about your pregnancy body.
No, I've really been embracing it, I would say, for sure.
Do you think you'll miss it?
You know, I totally was saying that to my husband. I was like, I think I'm going to miss being pregnant. But now, as I'm like rolling out of bed, I'm like, I'm starting to feel more like Humpty Dumpty now. Mm-hmm. It's not as sexy feeling. So now I'm like, oh yeah, I'm just so excited to meet my baby and have him outside my body.
Yeah.
Are there things that you're doing to get your mind and body ready for birth?
I talk to him a lot.
You talk to the baby a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Out loud?
Out loud, yeah. It's like, it's really, my husband's just like, you're going to want another one as soon as this baby comes out because you're just so, like, I'm just so into it.
That's really cool.
I think that's one of the best things, though, too, for your birth is I feel like the more connected you are to your babies while he's inside you,
mm-hmm.
the more you're talking to him and, like, aware of him and stuff, I think it makes a huge difference with your birth.
Oh, good. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, that's what, and yeah, we talk about the birth and everything and, like, we're going to have to work together and mommy's going to have to be strong. You're going to have to be strong,
oh,
too.
That's sweet.
You know, so it's, yeah, and it's, I didn't know that I was going to do that. You know, that just kind of happened.
One day you found yourself talking to your bump?
Yeah.
Do you do, like, yoga and meditation or things like that?
Yeah, I did a lot of Kundalini yoga before I got pregnant. And I feel like almost that also helped me get into the mindset of, like, it, that knowing that it was just going to eventually happen, mm-hmm. too, because it's such a meditative exercise as well. And, but during this, I haven't been, like, doing knockout workouts or anything. Believe me, it's been a lot of, like, half jumping jacks in my living room. I'm still in Casey, like, Beachbody on demand and, like, come on, yeah, let's go. And it's like, I'm like, wow, I am that lady now. I'm that lady. Jazz aerobics.
I do Beachbody workouts, but they sometimes just have, like, a 30-second teaser for what the workout's about.
All done.
That's my workout. I do that sometimes, twice a week.
Yeah, so that's what my workout looks like too.
Well, good. So, I mean, but you're keeping healthy. You're eating well.
Yeah, eating well, eating a lot, but nothing like crazy cravings or anything. In the beginning, I wanted Korean food a lot. I was into that, spicy food. But then it pretty much just went into my regular eating that I just felt like I needed protein and vegetables. And I tried to walk a little bit more. My husband and I have been like walking more along the beach, and it's been really nice and bonding and like getting ready.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
It just reminded me of Alexi used to survive on a diet of oatmeal for breakfast and salmon. I think like half of it was for lunch and the other half was for dinner.
That's true.
Like,
and kale.
And kale.
Oh, wow.
Like every day. And then when we were with Anna in Russia.
Is that just what you like?
Yeah, it just became like my food that I was like, I know these foods are healthy. I'll just eat them all the time. And like,
it was like
just,
every day.
But it was like every day, yeah. Hmm.
For like a long time. And then we were in Russia with Anna and her dad had this like
acupuncturist.
Yeah, like kind of like a naturopath, acupuncturist woman. I mean, she did crazy things to all of us. And she told Alexi, she's like, what's she about?
You have bad blood, she told me.
And she's like, it's like, I told you you shouldn't be eating salmon all the time.
She's like, you need variety in your diet? And I was like, oh, how'd you know? How'd you know? So after that, like, I was like, wow, I thought I was doing good things for myself. No, turns out I'm not.
Yeah. Well, now I know.
Need to have chicken sometimes, too.
I'm not going to have salmon and kale. It's not good for you. We're running out of time, but I still have two more things to do here. First of all, I have one more baby shower present for you.
No.
This
what?
Is the Ollie swaddle. Oh. Did you use an Ollie, Casey?
I didn't.
Okay.
But Sarah and Teresa both.
They both have the Ollie swaddle. It's
this?
My favorite swaddle because it's so easy to use. A dad could do it.
Oh my gosh.
It's sealed in there. It's
their packaging is so beautiful.
It's adorable packaging, and it just has the big Velcro, so you don't have to deal with like the burrito situation.
Oh. Okay, I used not theirs, but something that was like a cheap version too. That was amazing.
They could just Velcro in, and then it has a loop at the bottom that you can take off if your kid has like needs a diaper change.
Oh wow!
And you don't want to unswaddle them because that is how you awaken the beast.
Yeah.
So you just take off the loop, change the diaper, put it back in, but they're still swaddled the whole time.
Oh, that's my gosh.
See how they swaddle.
Thank you, Dr. Berlin. Wow. I really could have a baby tonight. I have everything I
need
right
now. Good.
I can start breastfeeding right away with my stout, and I can swaddle him.
You
have
some fudgeless fudge.
Yeah.
Sustenance.
All right. So Sarah sent one more video. It's a little blessing for you.
Okay. The last thing is a blessing. I don't really know how to give a blessing, but I love you, and I wish for you to have the birth that you want to have, and you will. I mean, truly, the ending of the birth is having that baby in your arms. So however it turns out, it's kind of the way that it's supposed to go, and you're so positive, and you're so excited, and I think the mental aspect of it is a huge part of it, and so for the postpartum period, I really hope that you embrace that time alone with your baby and that you guys will just cuddle and connect and bond and just really enjoy those weeks right after having the baby to be able to just be cozy in your bed and get to know that little nugget. And I love you. I'm so happy for you. I'm sorry I'm not there tonight, but I'll see you soon. And also, if you need anybody to come to your birth,
it's only all campaigning for a spot.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that is so sweet. I love her. She's so great.
Yeah, I will echo those feelings. I'm always grateful when really nice people have babies and populate the earth with more nice people. So your whole circle is just amazing energy.
Yeah.
And if you need anybody at your birth.
Don't encroach.
Sorry.
Also, I have to say, I asked I asked Josie if she had a blessing for Lexi, and she said to hug him and give him lots of milk.
Oh, aww. My gosh.
Well, with that beer.
Yeah, then I will. Will definitely.
The beer's from Josie. She knows. She wants
She's worried
lot
about your
milk
supply.
Lots of milk. Like, okay, all right, better start drinking now.
You know, there's these cookies that make milk, and we did our comedy show, and the company sent us cookies to give everybody, but there were only 75 people, and they sent 150 cookies, and not everybody ate their cookie. So on the way home, I had like 100 lactation cookies in the car, and I realized that I hadn't eaten all day. So as I'm driving home, a 25-minute drive, I started eating cookies. They're delicious. They're really good. 5 or 6 cookies, 10 cookies. By the time I got home, I probably had 12 cookies. They were so good and I was so hungry.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I was engorged. And on that note.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Dr. Berlin.
Thank you very much. I wish I was joking. So will you come back afterwards?
Oh, yes. I would love to. I would love to come back and
awesome
share my great birth story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unless I'm there, then I'll IGTV live.
Or I will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody will. We'll fight it out when we're done. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And Casey, thanks for coming home.
Of course.
We missed you. We talk about it all the time. When's Casey coming back? We're glad you did.
Yeah, right.
At home, thanks for listening to the Informed Pregnancy and Parenting Podcast. If you have a topic suggestion, send it to us. info@informedpregnancy.com.
I got a whole lot of questions for you. This kid's gonna test my will. I got a lot to learn and my baby's due.
This episode is sponsored by an innovative product that's made a big difference for parents and babies alike. Dr. Mom Butt Balm. As a parent of 4, I've had my fair share of battles with diaper rash, often resorting to thick, unpleasant pastes. I only recently discovered Dr. Mom Butt Balm, and I was immediately impressed by its pleasant consistency and ease of application. This pediatric-approved skin protectant is free from dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide, making it perfect for your baby's sensitive skin. It's designed by a doctor who's also a mom, ensuring your little one gets the gentlest care. A small dab is all it takes to soothe and protect, avoiding the mess and hassle of traditional treatments. With ingredients like dimethicone and petrolatum, Dr. Mom Butt Balm not only soothes, but also restores your baby's delicate skin. Available on Amazon.com and Walmart.com, it's the smart choice for every parent wanting to keep diaper rash at bay. Remember, with Dr. Mom Butt Balm, nothing comes between you and your baby, not even diaper rash.